Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Naira Betts.
They turned into the short stretch, and Hot Rod Charlie keeps moving up on the outside. Hot Rod Charlie moves up to challenge Jackie's Warrior as the field moves off the turn. Essential Quality is still third and still moving at the leaders from the outside. Final furlong of the juvenile. Essential Quality coming forward for the lead. Late run from Keep Me In Mind. Hot Rod Charlie to the inside. Essential Quality and Luis Saez have won the TVG Breeders' Cup Juvenile. 1:42.09.
Now here's Anthony Stabile and Bobby Newman.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile, in Saratoga. Bobby Newman is out in Altoona, Iowa, getting ready for the Friday night action at Prairie Meadows. Producer Lee DeLovina back in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. Big weekend on tap here at Saratoga. Jim Dandy weekend. Four graded stakes in all Saturday and Sunday. We'll bring them all to you. A dozen total. Happy Friday night, Bobby Newman.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. Boy, listening to the replay of that Breeders' Cup Juvenile, what a difference a year makes. Back in 2019, the horses who competed in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and, you know, were the top three finishers. Well, Storm the Court turned out to be a decent horse. The others really turned out to be nothing to speak of, but listening to Kurt Becker's race call between Essential Quality and Hot Rod Charlie and Jackie's Warrior, even Keep Me In Mind has a chance of still being a good horse. They've all been nice three-year-olds throughout this year.
Yeah, they've all done good jobs. We'll see a couple of them in action this weekend. We'll see Essential Quality. We'll see Jackie's Warrior in the Amsterdam on Sunday, all here at Saratoga. Like I said, a dozen stakes and all. Best place to play them is over at NairaBets.com. Play any track from any place at any time. Head over to open a brand new account. HRN200 is the promo code. Bet 200, get 200. You got to opt into the promotions now. They got a couple of good ones this weekend, namely the Travers Bankroll Builder, that Run Happy Travers Bankroll Builder tomorrow. Bet $50 to win on a horse in the Jim Dandy, where Essential Quality figures to be the heavy favorite. And you'll have $20 in your account for the Run Happy Travers, win or lose. So head over to NairaBets.com for more details. There's a pick six promotion on Sunday, I believe. Got to opt into everything now, but there's lots of good stuff over at NairaBets.com. All right, there are three Saturday stakes here at the Spa. Let's get into them. We'll start with the grade one, the Alfred G. Vanderbilt, going six furlongs, $350,000 on the line. Oh, who's who in the sprint ranks? Mischievous Alex. He won both the Gulfstream Park Sprint and the Carter before a third place finish in the Met Mile. Good old Firenze Fire, a multiple grade one stakes winner. You got Strike Power. You got the good old boy Whitmore at 8 years old. Won the four-go at Saratoga a few years back. Breeders' Cup Sprint winner. He's back for more. And you got some new shooters. A fantastic renewal of this Vanderbilt going six furlongs, Bobby.
Yeah, there are certainly different ways you can go in this spot. I am going to go a little bit off the reservation with number 8, Montauk Traffic, at 15-1 for Linda Rice and Eric Cancel. Now, Montauk Traffic does not have the stakes experience that a lot of the others in this race do. I think he's just getting to the point where he now deserves that stakes experience. Last time we saw him in a stake race was back in March of last year when he was fourth in the Gotham behind Mischievous Alex. Now, going into that race, Mischievous Alex looked like he was much further along than Montauk Traffic was. They've both really, really improved since that race, but Montauk Traffic especially, his last two races at Belmont Park coming from off the pace, going 6.5 furlongs, I think are good enough to be right there, if not beat this field. And there is some speed in this race. Obviously, Strike Power is fast. Firenze Fire doesn't figure to be too far away. Special Reserve coming out of the Iowa Sprint last time out, he figures to be forwardly placed. I don't know if six furlongs is enough ground for Montauk Traffic to catch all of these really good horses, but he's going so good right now. Where else are you going to go? I think he's got a chance, and he's 15-1.
I went outside. I think this division is ready for some new blood. And Special Reserve has done very little wrong since being claimed for $40,000 back in February at Oaklawn by Mike Maker, who's on fire at this meet right now. He had a win in a money allowance race. He came back and ran third, going seven furlongs, second going seven furlongs in the Commonwealth at Keeneland, where he got run down by the far more accomplished Flagstaff. And then he rattled off a couple of stakes wins, the Maryland Sprint at Pimlico. Bobby called him home in the Iowa Sprint. He should sit a great stalking trip outside of the speed Bobby mentioned and strike power and some of the others in here. Joel Rosario climbs aboard. I thought he was the one at 9-2, improving for a hot barn, gets a good rider, gets a great setup. Special Reserve, the number 9, my top pick. Race number 8 goes as the Alfred G. Vanderbilt. Race number 9 is the Jim Dandy, grade 2, $600,000 on the line. 9 furlongs, mile and an eighth on the main track. Field of 6, all eyes on the number 5, Essential Quality. He's your 1-2 favorite. The winner of the Belmont Stakes, presented by Naira Betts, returns for a prep for the Run Happy Travers.
Well, it may be a prep for the Travers, but he's certainly better than the other horses in this race. He's never run a bad race in his 7-race career. 6 wins and a defeat in the Kentucky Derby where he didn't have the cleanest of trips and was only beaten a length that day. Simply put, he's just better than these horses. I think the only way you can make money with him is to either hammer an exacta or two or play him in horizontal wagers, which I think everyone's going to be singling him. So I picked him on top. It's nothing creative. I think the logical ones underneath him are either number 2, Mask Parade, or number 4, Keep Me In Mind. Keep Me In Mind has that experience against Essential Quality many, many times. In fact, he's run behind him 3 times already in his career. And a couple of those races, he really wasn't that far behind him. Mask Parade is the up-and-comer that, you know, is getting good at the right time. I don't think he's as good as Essential Quality yet, but that doesn't mean he can't get to be that good.
Yeah, I just think Essential Quality is, you know, he's just better and faster than these horses. I thought Keep Me In Mind has been waking up. And his running style, and it certainly seems like maturity is going to help his cause. He gets a rider change to Joel Rosario in here as well. I know he's a horse that is void of speed. He comes from well out the back. I wonder if Joel can try and keep him a little bit closer. I don't know if he can. I'm speculating here. I'm hoping he can. I can tell you that. But truth be told, Essential Quality, you know, the 2-year-old champ, if he continues on the trajectory, and he's gotten faster in his last 2, the Derby and the Belmont Stakes, he's going to be a tough hombre tomorrow. I don't think he can get past him. I'll take him over Keep Me In Mind. And Weyburn. Weyburn's a very interesting horse. He gets a rider change to a Rodder Ortiz Jr. He's going to be forwardly placed. Jimmy Jerkins wanted to run this horse in the Belmont. He thought distance was going to be his friend. This is just his second start at a mile and an eighth. He was involved in the pace in the Wood Memorial. It wasn't fast, but it was contested. He only got beat 3 lengths. He may have been best in the Pegasus last time. Behind Mandaloon, he's been training really, really well for this. I think I'm going to play 5-4, 5-3. I'm going to try and get Mask Parade out of the number. But Essential Quality is going to be tough. Race number 9 goes as the grade 2. Jim Dandy, another grade 2. The Bowling Green at a mile and 3/8 on the turf. Now, we got a ton of rain here Thursday. 1.7 inches of rain Thursday night alone. Another 3/10 of an inch Friday morning. So it's going to be wet. This turf course is going to be wet, no question about it. They will run this Bowling Green on the turf, though. A field of 8, defending Eclipse champ, channel maker in here for Hall of Famer Bill Mott, Manny Franco. He won the Sword Dancer over a soft course here at Saratoga last year before taking the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic down at Belmont Park. He hasn't run well in his 2 starts in Dubai and, well, the Saudi Arabia race wasn't terrible. Manny Franco was aboard for his wins last year at Saratoga, climbs back aboard. He's your 5-2 morning line favorite.
And he hasn't run since that race in late March. And That's the biggest question, whether or not he's going to fire his best shot. He certainly figures to get the lead in this spot. There's really not any other speed in this race. So Channel Maker should be able to get the lead. It's whether or not he can win against this quality field off this kind of a layoff. We know that the wet track won't hurt him. If you look back to last year in the Turf Classic when he went gate to wire, he was 5-2 that day, coming off a big win in the Sword Dancer. The favorite that day was Rock Emperor, and he ended up beating Rock Emperor by 5.5-6 lengths, and Rock Emperor just didn't run one of his good races that day. But at least at that point, there were people out there who thought Rock Emperor was better than Channel Maker. I don't know if Rock Emperor is better than Channel Maker, but Rock Emperor has recency. He's coming off a nice effort, a confidence builder against softer competition last time out. I think he sits fairly close to Channel Maker, and if Channel Maker isn't his best, I think Joel Rosario and Rock Emperor will pounce and maybe turn the tables at a much better price, 6-1 morning line. So going to try for a minor upset with Rock Emperor.
Rock Emperor, wow, he's going to go to a horse who had a lot of trouble finding a winner's circle. He finally did it last time. And his first time in 10 starts in the U.S., he got the money. I guess he can win. You know, Moon Over Miami is a horse I've kind of been chasing a little bit. I'm wondering if the mile and 3/8 is going to help him like it did last time. I thought he might have been best last time, hung a little bit, didn't have the cleanest inside trip. Channel Maker could obviously win this race. Those are the two for Bill Mott. Cross Border, who got put up via DQ, is in here. I guess he could win. There's a lot of horses that could win this race. That you can make it. I mean, Rock Emperor Breakpoint was first time this country last time. He got caught behind a runaway horse in Megacity. I landed on Moon Over Miami. I thought there'd be enough pace in here. And I thought he was a horse that was kind of coming into his own. I thought he'd be a square enough price. So I landed on Moon Over Miami, hoping he makes a big run and runs him down. In race number 10, the Grade 2. $250,000 Bowling Green. We'll come back to Saratoga later on in the program for some Sunday action. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hit a couple of summer hot spots. We'll go to Monmouth. We'll go to Del Mar. We'll go see our neighbors to the north at Woodbine for some Saturday Stakes action. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Thoroughbred horse racing returns to the home state of Secretariat when Colonial Downs in Virginia conducts its summer season with a new afternoon racing schedule and minimum daily purses of $500,000. The season runs from July 19th to September 1st with racing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 1:45 p.m. Mark your calendars for Colonial Downs' signature event, the Grade 3 Virginia Derby, on Tuesday, August 31st. All races will be broadcast on TVG this summer. Colonial Downs now running Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoons at 1:45 p.m.
Join HRRN every Saturday morning for the Equine Forum in its new three-hour format. Mike Penna will bring you interviews with the biggest names in thoroughbred racing, as well as new features like In the Room with Sean Clancy, Unsung Heroes, Kurt Becker's Stroll Through Racing History, and more. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
This is Dale Romans, and you're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
Approaching the quarter pole, Flagstaff by a neck, CZ Rocket, Giant Expectations, Collusion Illusion looking for room, finding it down at the rail, and here he comes. Here comes Collusion Illusion down at the rail, trying to run down Flagstaff, who has a short lead, and CZ Rocket with those big strides on the outside. CZ Rocket has collared Flagstaff close to home, but if Flagstaff keeps fighting, CZ Rocket, Flagstaff, CZ Rocket. What a run from him. Flagstaff loses a heartbreaker. Collusion, illusion was third.
The Mirror Man, Frank Miramonte, on the call of the San Anita Sprint Championship that went to CZ Rocket. They'll try to take the big one out at Del Mar. The Bing Crosby, Grade 1 Bing Crosby tomorrow afternoon. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts. Before we get back into the stakes action, it's time now for the Bloodhorse News Update. And a look at the top headlines from Bloodhorse.com. Sad news to report. Bernardini succumbs to laminitis at age 18. Grade 1 Preakness Stakes winner, Eclipse Award winner, and successful stallion Bernardini has been euthanized at Jonah Bell Farm due to complications from laminitis. Darley America announced July 30th. Bernardini was 18 years old. A homebred of Sheikh Mohammed in the early days of Darley's ownership of Jonah Bell Farm, Bernardini won six races in a row during a dazzling 2006 sophomore campaign that saw him earn championship three-year-old male honors in North America and a rating as the world champion three-year-old. Trained by Tom Albertrani, the son of AP Indy earned his maiden win in his second start at Gulfstream in March of his three-year-old season by almost eight lengths before capturing the Grade 3 Withers at Aqueduct. In April, he then won the Preakness, giving Sheikh Mohammed his first victory in an American Triple Crown race. Later that summer, Yuzu won the Grade 1, the Grade 2 Jim Dandy, and Grade 1 Travers by 9 and 7 lengths at Saratoga Racecourse before a dominant victory in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup against older horses at Belmont Park. He finished his career with a runner-up finish to Invisor in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic at Churchill Downs. Bernardini was piloted in all of his stakes wins by jockey Javier Castellano. That wraps up tonight's edition of the Bloodhorse News Update. The new Bloodhorse Plus is available through Bloodhorse.com. It provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winner section, Fox Sports and Bloodhorse-branded weekly program showcasing the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recapping recent stakes races, behind-the-scenes videos and interviews, on-demand access to people horse stats, and more. That's the new Bloodhorse Plus on Bloodhorse.com. Upgrade today. Very influential, fantastic broodmare sire, great on the racetrack, will be sorely missed.
Yeah, only raced as a three-year-old, which is a bit of a rarity, you know. We just saw him that 1 year, 2006, and Bernardini out of AP Indy out of a Grade 1 winning mare that Wayne Lucas used to train, Cara Raffaella. So bred in the purple and ran really, really well and obviously carried that on to his stallion career.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He'll be missed. 18 years old was Bernardini. All right, back into the stakes action over at Monmouth Park. The Grade 3 Monmouth Oaks is at a mile and a 16th on the main track. They've drawn a field of 9. Morning line favorite in here is the number 2, Midnight Obsession, 3-1 for John Service. Paco Lopez, horse filly fan behind Crazy Beautiful down in the Delaware Oaks just 4 weeks ago. I guess she makes sense, but I thought this was a wide open race, and the morning line says that.
The morning line may say it. I'll say this: I think there are two fillies who can win this race, and neither one of them are the morning line favorite, Midnight Obsession. Not to disparage her, she's run very well in all four of her starts, but I think there are fillies that are better than her in this race. My top pick is going to be number 6, Allworthy. The only other one I would use is number 9, Edie Meanie Miney Mo. Allworthy has woken up. She's just really improved since stretching out to a mile in her last two starts. Now, they were one-turn miles at Gulfstream as opposed to this two turns, which she's going to try at Monmouth tomorrow. But being bitonalist out of a Medaglia d'Oro mare, you'd kind of think that the further she goes, the better she'll be. Not only has she run very well lately, she's worked very well at Saratoga since those two victories, and I just think she's going to be double tough in this spot. Like, as I mentioned, Edie Meanie Miney Mo is the only one I'm worried about. She's looked fantastic sprinting at Pimlico. She's bred to be better longer, too, being by Upstart out of a Pure Prize mare. She may get the lead in this race. I just don't know if stretching out to 6 furlongs, going all the way to a mile and a 16th for her graded stakes debut is going to be the winning formula, but she's talented enough that I'm scared, and I would use her. By the way, Victor Espinosa's riding her, and as far as I can tell, it's his only mount at Monmouth tomorrow.
Yeah, that's interesting, shipping Victor in for a Maryland-bred filly who just has run at Pimlico twice. It's very strange. I thought it was a strange move, but they must think highly of this filly. All I can say is they're trying to bring in a Hall of Famer to try and boot her home. John Service has two in here. One of my favorite. And he has the number three, Leader of the Band. Leader of the Band went around two turns for the first time last time. I don't know what happened. She was so far back that you almost feel like there has to be a story. Right? Because she was coming out of sprint races in which she was never more than two or three lengths off the lead. And now, just all the way out the back, I have a feeling she didn't handle Delaware Park. And that happens. Now she gets to Monmouth, much different surface. She's trained nicely since. I'm going to try Leader of the Band. But like I said, Bobby, I think you can honestly make a case for like five or six of these fillies. Midnight Obsession can win. Leader of the Band can win. GGB comes in off two wins for Brendan Walsh. All Worthy, the filly you like, certainly makes sense. I don't think you could ignore how well these Phil Bauer horses are running up in Saratoga. Capellia can win, and Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. So, wide open race. I'm going to try the number three. Leader of the Band in race 10, the grade three. Monmouth Oaks. Up at Woodbine, we'll go to the turf for the three-year-old fillies. In the Alley Wow, it's 6.5 furlongs on the big course, the outer course. A field of six. Honey Pants ships in from Belmont Park for Christophe Clement. Kiki Kimura is going to ride this horse for the first time. Nice win last time. Too sexy. Stablemate came back to win the other end. Time Limit came back to win off the turf. So exiting a little bit of a key race. Locals, Lady War Machine tries the turf for the first time from the rail. Who do you like here?
I like Honey Pants. I think that win at Belmont was great last time out. It proved to be a nice field that she beat that day. She's run well in stakes competition already in her career, and I think going from 6 to 6.5 furlongs just helps her cause. Honey Pants is 9 to 5 on the morning line. I would think that is a very fair price if you could somehow get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. That's the problem. The horse that's second choice on the morning line is the number three, Can't Buy Love, who I know her race last time was good, but that she got back to the all-weather. She also got a Lasix back. I wonder how much that's going to help the Mike Trombetta train filly. I wanted to try a Cold Exacta here, a Honey Pants to Dirty Dangle. Dirty Dangle won on turf at Woodbine, then tried the boys, namely Golden Pal, in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. Since then, a couple of all-weather tries, once at Turfway, once back at Woodbine. Again, she got her Lasix back at Woodbine. Now, she's one that I think the Lasix is really going to help. Her two races without Lasix are abysmal. Her three Lasix with Lasix are very good. I'm going to try a 4-6 Honey Pants over Dirty Dangle. I may even turn it around for a few bucks. That's how I saw it. Race 3 goes as the Alley Wow at Del Mar. The grade 1 Bing Crosby is at 6 furlongs. Field of 9 going to post. I believe, don't hold me to this. Actually, let me try and find out for sure if that's accurate. I believe this is a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. In fact, the two stakes races at Del Mar this weekend are win and you're ins. So somebody's going to punch their ticket to the Breeders' Cup. This is an interesting race. You have an accomplished horse like CZ Rocket. You have a little, the defending champ, Collusion Illusion. Dr. Chevelle, who won the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity last year. He made his first start for trainer Mark Glatt last time after a couple of bumps in the road, but he got up and won. Brickyard Ride has, his last race against fellow California breds in the Thor's Echo was good. He also has a win in the San Carlos against Open, a Grade 2. This is a battle in this Bing Crosby.
Yeah, and there should be a lot of speed in the race. You mentioned Brickyard Ride. He looks like he has to go to have a chance to win. And I'm not even sure he's as fast as Quick Tempo, who ships in for Chris Davis and has been getting the lead in every one of his starts and going faster fractions than Brickyard Ride has been going. Even number two, Vertical Threat, doesn't figure to be far out of it. There's no doubt in my mind that CZ Rocket is the best horse in the race if he fires one of his good shots. Now, they tried him long, two turns at Lone Star on a sloppy track in the Steve Sexton Mile last time out, and I think he actually lost a shoe in the race. It doesn't say it in my PPs, but I remember reading that somewhere, that amongst other things that didn't go well for him that day, he lost a shoe. And whether it was the two turns or the lost shoe or the sloppy track, whatever, he ran second. And it wasn't like he ran awfully that day. He still was ahead of Silver Prospector, who, as far as routing goes, was much more accomplished than CZ Rocket. He finished second. Now he's back to one turn. He's back to Del Mar, where he's already won. In fact, he won the Pat O'Brien last year, beating Flagstaff and Law Abiding Citizen. He just hasn't run since the end of May. And you know they're looking at the Breeders' Cup down the line with CZ Rocket. We mentioned this yesterday on Race Day. The last four Breeders' Cup sprint winners have run in either the Vanderbilt or the Bing Crosby, both of which are tomorrow at Saratoga and Del Mar, respectively. None of the last four Breeders' Cup winners won the Vanderbilt or the Bing Crosby the year they won the Breeders' Cup. Whitmore didn't win. Mattoli didn't win. Roy H. didn't win the Bing Crosby either year that he won. So, you know, if you like horses like Firenze Fire or like Whitmore or like CZ Rocket tomorrow, you know, looking ahead to the Breeders' Cup, this is probably not their end game. They're big races. They're grade, you know, big graded races. They're not the end game. I know CZ Rocket's going to come closing. I'm going to pick him on top, but I'm not going to single him. The other horse I'll use is Dr. Shivel, who loves Del Mar and fired a huge shot off the layoff last time out. If Dr. Shivel's ever going to beat CZ Rocket, it's going to be tomorrow. I'm not going to pick him to do it, but I'm using both of them.
Yeah, this is an absolute battle. This is just an absolute battle. CZ Rocket always shows up lately. And I think that, you know, that his consistency, because he's supposed to get a great setup. I mean, he's just supposed to get his setup. Are there other horses in this race that can step up and knock him off the throne out there? Absolutely. Absolutely. Positively. But he's just been good. I'm going to tell you a horse. This vertical threat is dangerous. He's a perfect 3-for-3 in sprints. Throw out the turf, throw out the mile. I don't know how he stacks up class-wise. He's a fast horse, man. He's a fast horse. So those are the two I'm going to hone in on, CZ Rocket and Vertical Threat. But, again, four or five of these horses can absolutely win this race. Looking forward to this renewal of the Grade 1 Bing Crosby. Winning or in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint, going 6 furlongs at Del Mar. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll turn our attention to Sunday as the Saturday action's in the books. We got some stakes at Saratoga, Del Mar, and it's Queen's Plate Trial and Woodbine Oaks Day at Woodbine. We'll talk about all those races when we return. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Live racing is back at Ellis Park with a 31-day Run Happy Meet through September 4th. Admission is free with reserved seating available in the Sky Theater and Clubhouse through ellisparkracing.com. And for the first time, all Ellis Park races will be shown in high definition. Purses are scheduled to average a record $350,000 a day, including Kentucky Bred Maidens running for a track record $51,000. With 16 stakes and a 2-year-old program as good as anywhere in the country, Ellis Park is the place to be this summer. Visit EllisParkRacing.com. Ellis Park, feel the thunder.
It's race day at Woodbine. Watch and wager on world-class racing starting Saturday, July 31st with the My Dear Stakes and the Victoria Stakes for 2-year-olds. Then on Sunday, make room for a full day of racing with the Woodbine Oaks, the Plate Trial, the Grade 2 Royal North Stakes, and the Grade 3 Vigil Stakes. Watch and wager all weekend long. For more information, visit Woodbine.com. That's Woodbine.com.
We'll be right back. HRRN is live online. Go to our website at horseracingradio.net to stream all of our broadcasts live or listen to the show archives anytime. Read our blogs, get the latest news, and see our entire broadcast schedule. It's all there at horseracingradio.net. And follow us on Twitter at HRRN and like our page on Facebook. Search Apple Podcasts for HRRN and download our latest shows. HRRN is home to racing's biggest events, and our home on the web is at horseracingradio.net.
Yo, guys, they call me Jersey Joe, but it's only Joe Bravo. Call me whatever you like. Just so happy that you're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
It is a battle into the stretch here between Jackie's Warrior and Drain the Clock. Drain the Clock on the outside, Jackie's Warrior. Jackie's Warrior is holding on to the lead. Drain the Clock on the outside is in second. Nova Rax has now moved into third as they pass the furlong marker. It is Jackie's Warrior all out to hold off Drain the Clock. The two of them continue the battle to the finish. Drain the Clock, Jackie's Warrior. A terrific finish in the Woody Stevens that goes to Drain the Clock by a head. Jackie's Warrior was second, and the seven furlongs went in 1 minute, 22 and 1/5 seconds.
Johnny I on the call of the Woody Stevens, Drain the Clock, Jackie's Warrior. Going to mix it up again on Sunday here at the Old Spa in the Grade 2 Amsterdam. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN. Bobby Newman and the Big A taking you through a fantastic Friday evening. If you want to play along with us, head over to NairaBets.com. Open a brand new account. HRRN200 is the promo code. Bet200. Get 200. Great promotions this weekend. Opt in at NairaBets.com. The big one is that Travers Bankroll Builder. The Run Happy Travers Bankroll Builder. Run Happy Travers, Saturday, August 28th. Spent 50 to win on a horse in the Jim Dandy tomorrow. Win or lose, you'll have $20 in your account for the Run Happy Travers. Head over to NairaBets.com. For more details. All right. The Grade 2 Amsterdam goes as race number 9 on the Sunday card. Boy, talk about a nice little race here. You get a field of 6, but listen to this 6. Drain the Clock, 3-time graded stakes winner. He's actually undefeated around one turn. 6-for-6, Safi Joseph and Arad Ortiz Jr. Jackie's Warrior, 2-time grade 1 winner, won over the course in the hopeful last year, won the Pat Day Mile, just missed to Drain the Clock in the Woody Stevens. And you got Crowded Trade, who just missed in the Gotham. He was 3rd in the Wood Memorial. He was scratched out of a loaded air other than a couple of Saturdays ago because he cut his face. And once there's blood, the horse must scratch on the racetrack. So there was nothing else wrong with him. He bit his tongue. And it was blood coming, so he scratched. Loaded renewal of this Amsterdam, even though it's just a field of 6.
I agree. I think it's a great race, and I'm actually going to go with a horse that you didn't mention, number 1 River Dog for Jeremiah Engelhart and Jose Ortiz. This horse has raced twice. He's a New York bred. He's been facing state breds, and he's been drubbing straight breds thus far in his career. Looked like the next coming of, you know, insert name here in his debut, winning by 7 lengths, then stretched out in the Mike Lee last time out, caught a muddy racetrack that day, still won impressively, not as impressively as his maiden win, but still a good effort that day. He's come back to work very well at Saratoga, both on the main track and on the training track since that race. He's got the inside post. I'm not too worried about it. That's where he was when he won his debut. I think he's going to be able to sit in behind Jackie's Warrior and Drain the Clock. And I know he's facing different competition on Sunday than what he's seen thus far, but he's earned the right, and I think he's going to be the right price for me. River Dog in the Amsterdam.
Wow. Okay. Listen, his two races were big. A couple of big efforts. I don't know if they're big enough to tackle the big boys. I think Jackie's Warrior returns to the scene of one of his biggest wins, and I think Jackie's Warrior gets the job done. You know, keep an eye to the sky. Might be some rain here Sunday. And if the rain comes in Sunday, that's the one thing Jackie's Warrior, I'm not going to say he struggled with it, but he's had some, you know, some of his weaker performances have come with moisture in the track. Sunday, I'm pulling up the weather right now on Weather Underground as we speak. It's going to be, it's glorious here Friday. It's going to be, I mean, the forecast for Saturday is absolute picture of perfection. Picture of perfection. But Sunday, some thunderstorms come in. And those thunderstorms come in later on in the day. And, you know, those Saratoga thunderstorms, you know, there's rain for several hours. But sometimes those storms dump all of the rain in an hour and a half. It's amazing what goes on up here. And we had a thunderstorm up here last night that was just bananas. Now, these storms are supposed to come in about 2 o'clock. The heavier ones between 5 and 6 o'clock. Post time for this race is set for 5:30, 9. I don't know what you do with Jackie's Warrior if there's some moisture in the track. It's not like he's run poorly on it. He just hasn't excelled over it. Whereas Drain the Clock beat him on it. Broker's made him by 6 lengths on slop. So they're the two. I'm giving you ice in the winter here. They're the two. There's other horses can win, but if those two come up with their big race, I guess Crowded trades the other horse. I do wonder if 6.5 furlongs is really what he wants. Maybe 7 or a mile is probably a little bit better for him. But he should get a pace. He should get a pace to run into. This is a really fun race. You throw in River Dog, and this is a nice renewal of the Amsterdam. I went with Jackie's Warrior, but I could see a couple of the others winning as well. It's a grade 2, 6.5 furlongs, 200,000 on the line Sunday afternoon here at the Spa. Grade 1, Clement L. Hirsch out at Del Mar's at 1 1/16. It's a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Distaff. These fillies and mares will go 8.5 furlongs, a field of 7. She Dares the Devil ships out for Brad Cox. Florent Giroux is going to take the ride. She was a disappointing third in the Ogden Phipps behind Latruska and stablemate Bonnie South. She figures to be a short price in here. Venetian Harbor is back, just making the second start of her 4-year-old year. She went on the turf last time out in the turf sprint. As Time Goes By is on a 2-race win streak for Bob Baffert. Who do we like in the Hirsch?
I like As Time Goes By. I like the fact that she's based in Southern California. I think she's a now filly. She's very versatile. She's shown races where she can go to the lead, she can press the pace, or she can sit a few lengths off of them and still run very, very well. I think that there's enough pace where she'll sit in behind him. With Venetian, anytime you see Venetian Harbor in the race, you think the pace is going to be honest. And I think She Dares the Devil, even though she's won from off the pace in the past, she looks like she's better on the lead. If she tries to go with Venetian Harbor at all, As Time Goes By, could be sitting right in the catbird seat. So we'll try her. I don't even think it's an upset. I'm not sure who will be favored between As Time Goes By and She Dares the Devil.
Yeah, I mean, the Baffert factor, I guess, the local factor. Get that Money Mike Smith guy in there. I mean, it's kind of hard right now. Her last 5 starts, the only time she got beat was the Swiss Skydiver in the Beholder Mile. I would imagine, you know, they both have the same running style, too. So when I handicapped this race, I was looking for a little bit of a sneak horse. I think there's a lot of speed in this race. And a lot of horses that, even if it's not necessarily true speed, a lot of horses that want to be forward. I'm getting goofy in here. I'm getting real goofy in here. The one Warren Showtime, Juan Hernandez for Craig Lewis. This filly has made her bones on the turf. She's owned over $550,000 on the lawn. But she's 1-for-4 on a fast main track. She's hit the board 2 other times. She's also hit the board in her lone start on a wet track. She's hit the board in both of her starts at Del Mar. The one on the card is going 7. She certainly looks like she wants a little more ground, 1 1/16. 1 1/16 race on the card, she won the Mallaire at Santa Anita last summer. And paid almost 4.5 to 1. With all the pace in here, I'm a big Juan Hernandez fan. And I want a price. I'm going to try Warren Showtime. to upset the apple cart and get a grade one win, see if the caliber can get the grade one win. Race number 9 at Del Mar goes as that grade one, Clement L. Hirsch. A win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Over at Woodbine, 4 stakes on Sunday. One of them is the plate trial. $150,000 for the Canadian breds. They'll go a mile and an eighth on the all-weather. Again, getting ready to go the mile and a quarter in that Queen's plate. Just a field of 4 here. Just a field of 4. 2 of them are maidens. Not really much to say here. I would imagine Avo Man is going to be 1-5 and going to be very tough to beat.
Yeah, I picked Avo Man. And as you said, there's not much to beat here. I can only hope that the winner of the Queen's Plate this year is not one of these 4 who are taking part in the plate trial, because then it will not be the strongest Queen's Plate winner we've ever seen. My guess is that none of these are major factors when it comes to the Queen's Plate being run, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the plate trial, and Avo Man only has to beat H.C. Holiday, Derziki, and Truffle King, and you know they're okay, not great runners. Avo Man getting a rider change to Antonio Gallardo, who, along with Sean Bridgemahan, moved their tack north of the border for the remainder of the Woodbine meet. And Antonio is he's a really good rider who wins a lot of races. I think that this rider change from Justin Stein to Antonio Gallardo is easily not a downgrade. You're not losing anything going to Gallardo. This horse looks like he's working well coming into the race.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he looked like he was going to be really tough, Avo Man. I didn't know what else to do in here. Maybe somebody like Derzki just tries to bottom them out, but I went to Avo Man as well. And we'll see. I think you're right, Bobby. I don't know how much of an impact this is going to have on the actual Queen's Plate this year, but hey, stranger things have happened, right? Maybe one of these horses comes up with a career best effort and runs a hole in the wind. We shall see. Race number 3 goes as that $150,000 plate trial. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with some more Woodbine action. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
The spring summer meet is just heating up at Gulfstream Park, with racing now through September 26th, Friday through Sunday. Look forward to the FTBOA Florida Sire Stakes Series starting July 31st. And stay in on the action from the comfort of your mobile phone with First Bet, the official app of Gulfstream Park. For 10 Palms reservations, stake schedules, or tips and analysis, visit GulfstreamPark.com. We are now fully open for public viewing.
Racing is back at Colonial Downs July 19th through September 1st with top-class racing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Large fields and premier dirt and turf courses will give bettors plenty of opportunities for great value and big payouts, and horsemen will love the average purses of $500,000 per day. With a beefed-up stakes schedule and generous guarantees for owners and trainers, Colonial Downs is the place to race and wager this summer. Learn more at colonialdowns.com.
Get to know the men and women who make this sport go on Trainer Talk, presented by Facig Tipton. Mike Pena sits down with Hall of Famers, up-and-comers, and everyone in between with an intimate conversation that goes beyond the X's and O's. Hear their stories every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 or streaming live at horseracingradio.net. It's the show that trainers listen to. Trainer Talk, presented by Facig Tipton, only on HRRN.
Hi, this is Shug McGahee, and I really enjoy listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
Publication, change of control there, right together, third and fourth, change of control. Seemed to steady there just a bit. The half went in 49 and 2/5 seconds, and now they are at the top of the stretch. I'll handle the cash. Pia di Bianchi, publication on the outside. Change of control now splits horses and is moving up. Change of control is now taking the lead. Pia di Bianchi is in second. Then I'll handle the cash. Madeline Must and publication. It is change of control to win the Intercontinental. Pia di Bianchi finished second. Madeline Must up for third.
Johnny I, change of control in the Intercontinental. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN. Remember that Breeders' Cup, Bobby, when she got the job done in that 05 Breeders' Cup?
Absolutely.
That was something. Rafael Bejarano, I believe, for... the late, great Bobby Frankel.
Yeah, they were, she was something and he was something. Phenomenal. Boy, doesn't seem that long ago.
No, 2005. Long time. 2005. Long, long time, though. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, tune into the Equine Forum, which is presented by Woodbine Entertainment. Thanks to our friends up at Woodbine for their sponsorship. And tomorrow morning, we can tell you that Daily Racing Forum's Dave Grenning previews a big Saturday at Saratoga. Trainer Safi Joseph looks ahead to his multiple contenders in the Weekend Stakes races. Keeneland Director of Sales Cormac Brutnack discusses the latest changes to the September and November sales. Tired trainer, our own Ponto of the Pick Four, Jude Feld, looks back on a special victory in the 1991 Chula Vista, which is now Clement L. Hirsch. Journeyman jockey Sean Bridgerhan joins us to talk about his move to Woodbine. We'll go down to the road to the Breeders' Cup with trainer Mark Glatt, talking about his three contenders and Saturday's Bing Crosby. Plus, Sean Clancy goes in the room with the Hall of Famer, the legendary King of Saratoga, Angel Cordero Jr. Kurt Becker takes you through a stroll of racing history, presented by Lane Zinn and Keeneland. Much, much more. The show to launch the network tomorrow morning. The Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment. 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Sirius 219, XM 201. Stream it live on your home for all of racing's biggest events at horseracingradio.net. That's a star-studded lineup.
Well, anytime Jude Feld's involved, it's a star-studded lineup, but you're right. It is, and I'll tell you what, when there's good racing out there, it kind of lends toward there being a star-studded lineup.
Yep. Yep, that's what happens. The big names, the big guns come crawling out of the woodwork. They come crawling out. All right, let's head back up to Woodbine. Let's wrap this, let's put a bow on this baby. Race number 7 at Woodbine. The Grade 3 Vigil. 6 furlongs on the all-weather. Super Stonehenge. Took the Jacques Cartier, the Grade 3 last time. Over the one and only Pink Lloyd. Pink Lloyd is back. 9-year-old Yelding, 26 for 33 in his life. They have all come over the all-weather at Woodbine. Greenlight Go makes his first start for trainer Michael Doyle, shipping north. Embolden off the claim, going to try the all-weather for the first time. It's so hard to handicap these races and not pick Pink Lloyd. But I got a bad feeling, Bobby. I think maybe Father Time has finally caught up.
He's on the other side of the mountain, is what we're saying, with Pink Lloyd?
I would think so.
I think it's possible. I picked Super Stonehenge against him last time in the Cartier. I'm going to pick Super Stonehenge against him and everyone else in the Vigil once again on Sunday. He's just been great in his 7 tries on the synthetic surface at Woodbine. 3 wins, 3 second-place finishes. He drubbed Pink Lloyd and everyone else last time, stalking the pace, winning going away. I think he's going to get the same type of trip, maybe stalking, not so quiet. Even Green Light Go can show speed. I think Super Stonehenge sits right behind for Patrick Husbands. He pushes the button at the quarter pole, and they're gone.
You make it sound so easy.
As Trevor Denman would say, put your binoculars down, go be first in line to collect.
Wow. I think it's going to be a little different. I think it's going to be a little different tomorrow or Sunday. I'm going to assume somebody is going to go and press Super Stonehenge, because I think Super Stonehenge has to make the lead on Sunday. I think that's the problem in here. I don't see the target.
You don't think Not So Quiet's going to go?
I don't see the target. No, I don't think Not So Quiet's fast enough to go. I think Super Stonehenge is faster than him. So that's the problem, which is why I'm going to go back to Pink Lloyd one more time. I'm giving Pink Lloyd one more chance. Hopefully he needed to knock the rust off last time. Didn't have the cleanest trip. I'm going to try him one more time, hoping that he's able to exploit the fact that Super Stonehenge may have to do all the dirty work tomorrow, Sunday. So in the vigil, I'm taking the good old boy, Pink Lloyd, one more time. Goes his race number 7. Race 8 is the Woodbine Oaks. Mile and an eighth, a much better chance of getting a Queen's Plate runner out of this heat than you do out of that the trial, I'll tell you that. And this is for the fillies. It's only at the mile, and this also goes at the mile and an eighth, I should say. So a nice way to prep for that mile and a quarter of the Queen's Plate. This is a good race.
Yeah, and these fillies are every bit as talented as the colts or geldings in the plate trial earlier, if not more so. I don't know what price she's going to be, and this race is a head-scratcher for me. I went to number 3, Miss Marie, for Brita Hayes and David Moran. She's been basically 30-1 in both of her career starts. So they didn't think, the bettors didn't think much of her. Maybe it's the fact that the connections are, you know, not high profile connections there and don't run a lot of horses. Miss Marie debuted at 6 furlongs. She did nothing. She came back at a mile and a 16th, not expected to do anything, and she flew home late to get up in the final jump or two. I think that effort is good enough to win this race on Sunday. Maybe she'll be even better, just 3rd start of her career and 2nd time going long. I know this, she's not going to be 29-1 like she was last time, and she's also come back to work fast since that race. So maybe they've figured something out with this daughter of Carpe Diem. I don't know. I was impressed with the way she surged that home in that last race, and I think she'll have no problem going the mile and an eighth. Let's see if Miss Marie can beat winners.
All right, so Bobby's going to pull a page out of Jude, out of Ellis Starr. Ellis Starr used to like to take the maidens against the winners. He's a big fan of that. Big fan of that. So I thought Miss Marie could win off the maiden race. No question about it. I thought Curlin's Catch could win. But Curlin's Catch is interesting. They debuted her at a mile and 70 yards. They brought her back in 20 days against State Bred Stakes competition. And then she had a pretty good winter in Florida. Race last time kind of woke her up a little bit, 7/8. I think she's the kind of horse where she's going to benefit from the 2 turns, the stretch back out. I think she's going to love the mile and an eighth. She's got a horse like Lorena in here. She's got Emmeline. She's got some speed in here. Again, a little bit of a different look. I'm going to try Curlin's Catch. Mark Cassie, Rafael Hernandez breaking from the iron. Curlin's Catch for me in race number 8, the Woodbine Oaks, race number 9. Number 9, the Grade 2 Royal North, 6 furlongs on the turf for the fillies and mares. Change of Control took that Intercontinental over Pieri Bianchi. She's won 2 of her last 3 starts, stakes races. Giants Causeway at Keeneland was the other. And Lead Guitar makes her first start of the year after going a perfect 3-for-3 when returning to the George Weaver barn. She does very little wrong in these turf sprints. It's got to be one of those two, right?
Well, those two certainly look like, if they run their most recent starts, they're the ones to beat. Neither one of them has raced at Woodbine, so you can't really go off that. I think that Change of Control has been facing a little bit stronger competition than has Lead Guitar, and that's why I put her on top, winning that Grade 3 Intercontinental last time out, second to Into Mystic in the Unbridled Sydney before that. She just looks like she never runs a bad race. Even her losing races are maybe good enough to beat this field, and looking forward to seeing her come back. She's looked like she's been working well at both Churchill and Colonial Downs for her return to the races.
I love a horse. I love Lead Guitar. Big fan of this filly. Huge fan of this filly. Glad to see her back. I was excited when I saw the entries for this. She wins on the soft. She wins on the firm. She wins on the good. And let me tell you why, at this distance, she is hickory. One time she got beat at this distance was in her debut back in June of 2019. That's it. Her last 3 at Belmont and Aqueduct were all at 6 furlongs. She works out her trips. I think the less amount of give, probably the better, but she does not mind it at all. I love Lead Guitar tomorrow. Well, Sunday. I keep saying tomorrow. Sunday. That's the Royal North that goes as race number 9. All right. All 12 races are in the books. It's time now for the Naira Bets Best Bet.
This is the Naira Bets Best Bet.
All right, sir. Take it away.
Well, I hate to do this to you, buddy, and I hate to do this to all of his fans, but my best bet is Sunday at Woodbine in the Grade 3 Vigil. I think Super Stonehenge is going to beat Pink Lloyd again, amongst others. He's just so good right now, and I think he's going to be in front of Pink Lloyd, and I don't think Pink Lloyd's going to pass him.
Pink Lloyd's going to get him. What you going to do, brother? I'm going into Hulk Hogan mode. I'm staying at Woodbine. I'm staying Sunday. Lead Guitar was fantastic last year when she returned to George Weaver's barn. And she was authoritative in a division and in a race type where it's not really that, you don't see these powerful win after powerful win. She was dominant in those races. 2 of them were minor stakes races. I think she's the goods. I love Lead Guitar Sunday in the Royal North, race number 9 at Woodbine. All right, we have about 2 minutes left. 3-year-olds are on display this weekend. By the time you listen to this program that we're recording Friday afternoon, we'll have known how First Captain did in the curling at Saratoga. Tomorrow, Essential Quality in the Jim Dandy. Is this Essential Quality's division right now?
Well, it certainly seems like it. I mean, when you're talking about the race earlier today with First Captain, obviously the race is over right now, but we're taping this before that takes place. Listen, he doesn't have to win the Curlin. There's other horses in there that are very, very talented. But certainly Essential Quality has done nothing to make you think that anyone is better than him right now as far as the 3-year-olds go. I think the better question is, where does Essential Quality sit right now in the Breeders' Cup Classic discussion? You know, where does he sit when you're looking at horses like Mystic Guide and Nix Go and, you know, other horses like that? Is he as good or better than them, or does he have a little work to do to get to that level?
Well, if that's where your mind is at with him, then this is a, then this is definitely his division to lose if you're asking about the Breeders' Cup and the older horses. I don't disagree. I think he's the best three-year-old out there right now, and I'm looking forward to being there in person tomorrow to watch him in the Jim Dandy. It'll be curious to see how he performs. He'll try Saratoga for the first time. These are the races. This is what Saratoga is all about. The display of great, great racing and great, great racehorses. We'll see if Essential Quality is on his way to being the latter. Great job as always, Bobby. We'll do it again Wednesday.
All right, pal. Have a great weekend.
All right. For Bobby Newman and our producer, Lee Delapina, I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile. I hope you have a lucky night. I hope you win all your photo finishes. Equine Forum presented by Woodbine Entertainment tomorrow at 8. We'll talk to you then.